This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Emoji, the image of the Taiwanese flag, it makes your phone crash. Remember 12 years ago, John McCain said, if you hack anybody or you download illegal music, we will fry your computer. We will crash it or maybe even fry it. People said that's outrageous. They already had that technology. Apple's China-friendly censorship caused an iPhone crashing bug, Wired. And it goes on that if you try to send the Taiwanese flag, your iPhone crashes. Well, what happened 5 months ago? Apple officially moved to China to be tax exempt, merged with the government, and they told Reuters, in China, if you are based here, the government runs you. That's just the way it is. And boom, if they can censor a flag in real time, they can do a voice print and ban Alex Jones or President Trump. They can ban words, just like you try to type on your iPhone a cuss word. It won't let you do it. It's beyond that. It's here. And that's the new Article 13, Article 11 the EU has been trying to pass, saying that software by law will be on all devices where you cannot even say or do certain things preemptively. Now, this was such a big blow up for Apple, they had to back off. They said, we apologize. We'll only geolocate if you're inside China. Let that sink in. You've got all these Hollywood programs saying I'm a racist and misrepresenting who I am, defaming me. You've got the very same corporations and calling for me to be shut down so they can lie about me and you, and we don't have a way to speak out or resist it and even counter it. We have them suing us, trying to shut us down. They're trying to shadow ban and block the president, which they're doing on Twitter with his push notifications. Apple and others have moved to China and are now putting the iCloud data keys to everyone's iPhone on their platform and admitting that Chinese intelligence now runs Apple. Most of the universities are run by the Chi-Coms. Hollywood's owned by it. The UFC is being bought up by it. Everything. And I'm just a loyal American sitting here saying it's wrong for an American citizen not to be able to send the Taiwanese flag to somebody because the Chi-Coms have killed over 100 million of their own people and sell Christians' organs because they're Christians on the world market. What, tell me a 30-year-old Christian doesn't have a heartbeat or a soul next? Liberals, you're not liberals. You are weak followers that sold out to every form of evil and didn't even get a payoff to do it. You like to watch mainstream news and feel like you're on the winning team. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not here trying to just get along to go along or go along to get along. I'm here to fight the globalist. I'm here to hit the barbed wire. I'm here to expose them. I'm here to never stop, never back down, and win. And thank God Trump's going to Europe and saying, we pay half of NATO. That's not fair. Pay a little more. Hey, China, you got a $900 billion deficit on us. Give us $50 billion. They said no. He goes, $250, $500 billion. Let's go. The days of everybody laying down are over. And all you traitors saying the president's a traitor, you're the traitor. And you're going to lose. Now, don't forget, we've launched, while it's still available, and let them censor it. That's just another victory to show who they are. On iPhone and Android, the official InfoWars app works great. Live video streaming, push notifications, listen without watching, you know, turn the video off, everything.
Thank you.
in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show. And these are tumultuous times we live in. What we've seen unfold in recent days is nothing less than an all-out assault by the mainstream media and their handmaidens in the Democratic Party in an effort to destabilize a more and more popular and successful president. The mere fact alone of the highly publicized indictments of Russian intelligence officers being timed so as to short-circuit the fallout from the FBI stroke testimony debacle and to shove the collusion hoax right into the forefront of all reporting literally hours before the President of the United States' first important summit with the Russians and their national leader is enough to conclude beyond any reasonable doubt that not only is the Mueller cell corrupt, malintended, and politicized, but this cabal of DOJ and FBI insurrectionist criminals are actually brazen, reckless, and reckless enough to exploit their corrupt, abusive, sham investigation via Mueller's secretive, ambush-style, prosecutorial style. This is nothing less than an effort to sabotage the diplomatic and foreign policy of the undertakings of the President of the United States. Add to this the scripted, coordinated, Greek chorus-like conniption fit of hysterical, hyperbolic, openly seditious mainstream media mau-mau's and their defamatory accusations of treason that is completely generated by the CIA-infested propaganda machine we call the mainstream media. These crypto-fascist pundits from the intelligence community and their mainstream media allies spin lie after lie in an effort to make up lost ground. Why? Because the American people are on to Robert Mueller. Because the American people realize that this is a partisan witch hunt which has only one purpose, to undo the results of the last election. Yes, when any time you are criticizing the President of the United States when he is on foreign soil, you are on thin ice indeed. These acts by the seditionists in the mainstream media and in both parties are apparent and despicable. The other thing that I find incredibly despicable are the personal attacks on Congressman Jim Jordan. This is a complete fabrication led by a Democrat-connected law firm in Ohio to try to take out one of the bravest, most courageous Boy Scouts that I know, a man of impeccable integrity. Do not be surprised if you shortly see similar fabricated personal attacks against Congressman Matt Gaetz. Congressman Ron DeSantis, Congressman Trey Gowdy, Congressman Lee Selden. These men are heroes. These men didn't go to Congress to go along, to get along. They are using their positions in government to fight the deep state and to take the Mueller cabal on frontally. And as Jim Jordan's situation demonstrates, they will pay a terrible price in the defamatory attacks on their personalities and characters. Jim Jordan is an innocent man, falsely accused in one of the most vicious smear campaigns that I have seen in 40 years in American politics. Also this morning, there are reports that lawyers for Andrew Miller, a former top aide of mine, were in closed session with the chief judge of the District Court of D.C., and lawyers for the Office of Special Counsel. This is presumably the hearing for a motion by Miller's lawyers, headed by the Washington Legal Foundation, questioning the constitutional authority of Mr. Mueller. No report from that all-important hearing, although I have had inquiries from Talking Points Memo, Politico, and others. I don't know what's happening behind closed doors, but I am praying for justice. Also, an interesting article by Phil Bump of the Washington Post. Now, Bump was caught repeatedly lying about Bill Clinton's sexual assaults against women during the 2016 campaign. Mr. Bump is not a journalist. Mr. Bump is a propagandist on the payroll of the Washington Post. Today, he says, Donald Trump is touting mediocre economic statistics. No, the economy is growingly robust. There are, without any dispute, more than 1 million jobs created since Donald Trump became president, 228,000 in May alone. The only thing mediocre here is you, Mr. Bump. You are most mediocre as a reporter. The other big news, which we broke yesterday on the War Room, and this is a InfoWars exclusive, OMB Director Mick Mulvaney will replace General John Kelly as President Donald Trump's White House Chief of Staff. As our friends over at One America Online reported yesterday in a terrific story by Jack Posobiec, we now know that in a complete act of treachery, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was calling Capitol Hill Republicans and urging them to publicly denounce his boss, the President of the United States, for his conduct of the summit press conference with Putin. If that isn't disloyalty, if that isn't treachery, what is it? If I were president, I would have General Kelly removed forcefully from the premises right now, and I would have his computer and his office locked down. But then I'm not the president. Mick Mulvaney, on the other hand, is not part of the Washington swamp. He hails from South Carolina, an early supporter of President Donald Trump, a man of impeccable integrity, whose political views and outlook are uncorrupted by the inside the beltway mentality, which unfortunately has sometimes affected or infected the president's advisors. You're here on the Alex Jones Show. We're breaking news today, but let me remind you, none of this would be possible without your loyal support for InfoWars at the InfoWars.com store. We have no big corporate multinational sponsors underwriting our broadcasts. We can only depend on you. But the beauty of that is there is no one in the shadows telling Alex Jones what we can and cannot cover, what we can and cannot say. This is truly independent investigative journalism at its best. Our expansion, our continued fight against the efforts to censor us, which are on full display before the Congress only yesterday, are only possible with your loyal support. Look at the terrific specials we have up at the InfoWars.com site now, and you will see what I'm talking about. You have some of our very most popular products, Alpha Power, Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite, now $19.95. That's a terrific price. Survival Shield, the Red Pill. These are extraordinary products of the highest possible quality. How do we know? You can go online and see that we have literally thousands of satisfied customers who know when they go to the InfoWars.com store, they not only get the very best in nutraceuticals, but they underwrite the fight for journalistic freedom and the First Amendment.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your genial host, Roger Stone, and we are the cutting edge. We are the resistance. That's why you saw an extraordinary hearing in Congress yesterday where Democrats who used to believe in the First Amendment and civil liberties now speak openly about the need to gag us, to strangle us, to kill our First Amendment rights and our right to disagree with them and express ourselves. In fact, it's un-American to see congressmen like Deutsch, cavorting around talking about silencing our First Amendment rights. Congressman, I know you're dumb, but try reading the Constitution, the First Amendment part, and maybe you'll understand that America is based on a concept of freedom, and that includes free speech. Joining us later on the War Room will be Congressman Deutsch's opponent, Javier Manieres, the Republican, who is going to discuss the outlandish extremist position of Congressman Deutsch when it comes to censorship. But the stunning admission by Mark Zuckerberg that he favors slow strangulation of InfoWars instead of outright decapitation is an outrage in itself. All one has to do is be on Facebook today, where I have 150,000 followers at the Stone Cold Truth, yet when I post something I have written, I get 2 reposts, 7 reposts, 3 reposts. And then every once in a while, they'll let you have 100 so as not to catch on to their manipulation of the algorithms. These illegal, monopolistic practices have got to be exposed in a court of law. And that is where this fight is going. The fight for censorship will be fought out at all levels, in the streets through peaceful protest, on the net, and in the courts, not to mention pushing this administration to have the assistant or deputy attorney general for antitrust to bring an immediate action against Facebook, Twitter, Google, Amazon, and others. You see, it's not just the future of InfoWars. It's not just the future broadcasts of Alex Jones or Roger Stone or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Rob Dew and so many of the other incredibly talented people here at InfoWars. It's the future of Donald Trump in this administration. It's the future of a free and fair election. They worry about Russian hacking. I worry about leftist censorship. You see, 2016 was the first year in which the mainstream media lost their stranglehold monopoly on political discourse. Prior to 2016, when critical mass was finally reached, if it didn't happen on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and sometimes on Fox, well, it didn't happen at all. The rise of a free and open internet gave rise to a robust and alternative media. And that alternative media gave Donald Trump a forum for a counter-narrative to the lies being spread by the network. You remember those. Hillary Clinton was a sure thing. The odds of her winning, 90%. The extraordinary extent to which the mainstream media went to create an atmosphere in which it was unquestioned that Hillary would win, seeking to create a self-fulfilling prophecy, was extraordinary. And without InfoWars, without Breitbart, without the Daily Caller, without terrific talking heads like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and others, and without InfoWars being in the vanguard, the election of Donald Trump would just never have been possible. Now, they would like to run the 2018 elections and the 2020 elections without our voices. And it's important that our fellow conservatives understand, we at InfoWars are the test case. We go first. If they decapitate us, they're coming for Sean Hannity. They're coming for Tucker Carlson. They're coming for Laura Ingraham. They're coming for Michael Savage. They're coming for Rush Limbaugh. They're coming for Breitbart, the Daily Caller, and so many other conservative outlets like the Gateway Pundit and so many others. This is the way in which we are not only the tip of the spear, but we are the test case. So object to the censorship of InfoWars or face the same censorship yourself in the days ahead. This would be a spectacular time to remind you that we need your support in this epic war against censorship. You have no idea the millions of dollars it will cost Alex Jones and InfoWars to fight the malicious, baseless harassment lawsuits that have been filed against InfoWars across the country. These stories, these lawsuits have two purposes. One is to generate vicious negative headlines that can then be cited in turn as the basis for silencing our voices at YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, and so on. It is going to cost literally millions of dollars to fight this Soros-funded onslaught against InfoWars. We cannot do it alone. Therefore, I ask you to go to the InfoWars site now and find the location where you can make a contribution. If you're not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, if you're not looking for any of our great First Amendment-oriented T-shirts, if you don't want to buy my terrific book, Stone's Rules, at a very special price, well, then do the next best thing. Go to the donation portion of the site and send us $50 or $100 or $250 or $500. Yes, some InfoWarriors have sent as much as $1,000 or more. Why? Because they know that this is the single most important challenge we face. Whether we win in 2018 and 2020, whether we can keep the new American Revolution going, whether the free ideas expressed here at InfoWars are allowed to continue, are really up to you. The entire question is up to you. We need your support. We do not exaggerate the stakes or the dangers. We are not crying wolf. This is an all-out war of censorship, an effort to strangle our First Amendment rights. It was there on full display on the House floor of Congress yesterday. Please go to the InfoWars.com site now and support us with your dollar.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is former mayor and the greatest mayor, Mr. 9/11, Rudy Giuliani. And you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
And there you have the president's most effective lawyer, former mayor Rudy Giuliani, who I think has done a superb job of getting the president off of defense and on offense and calling out the criminality of James Comey, Robert Mueller, and the other deep state spooks who operate without any constitutional oversight whatsoever, answering only to the traitor, Rod Rosenstein. Mr. Rosenstein is the man who signed the unconstitutional FISA warrant that was used to spy on the Trump campaign. That is a crime for which Mr. Rosenstein must be prosecuted. This is just the beginning of an epic clash, ladies and gentlemen. But anyone who read the indictment laid out last week by Mr. Rosenstein needs to be reminded, as I was forced to remind Chris Cuomo the other night on CNN. An indictment is an unproven accusation by the government. It is not an undisputed fact. You can say Guccifer 2.0 is a Russian asset as many times as you want to say it. That does not make it a fact certified in a court of law. And in fact, if that question goes to trial, the government is likely to lose. I would call Ray McGovern as a witness, the former counterintelligence IT expert. I'd call Bill Binney. I'd call the experts to prove definitively that when Rod Rosenstein says that Guccifer 2.0 is indisputably a Russian, he's full of exactly. Now, it is amazing how the mainstream media memes, the screaming memes, the Voxes, the Daily Beasts, and the other garbage media, such as Raw Garbage, as I call them, continue to say Roger Stone's indictment in connection with the hacking of the DNC is imminent. In fact, some numbskull named Barbara McQuaid, first of all, said on MSNBC that I was too cheap to pay $2 million to an FBI informant who tried to set me up and sell me so-called negative information on Hillary Clinton, but now writes that I am subject to a Klein conspiracy indictment. Hey, Barbara, where did you go to law school? Are you sure you ever passed the bar? Because you see, to be subject to a Klein conspiracy, one had to either be involved in the hacking of the DNC, I wasn't, or the dissemination of the information that was allegedly obtained. I also wasn't. There is no evidence to the contrary, but I'm going to see your fat derriere in court, baby, because that's defamation. Where does MSNBC get these morons? Let's take Nick Ackerman, for example. He touts himself as a former Watergate prosecutor. No, he's a loudmouth, a blowhard, a buffoon, a jackass. He wouldn't know one end of the law from the other. Yet he continues to say, former President Richard Nixon approved the break-in in advance. We've just never been able to find the proof. No, Nick, I just called you out. You're a fall-flushing phony. You have no evidence of that. It's a smear, just like everything you say to me. Anytime, Nick, you want to come on InfoWars, mano a mano, on the Alex Jones Show, on the War Room, I challenge you. I call you out. You don't have the stones. You don't have the guts to face me one-on-one. You're an august attorney, but I'd still kick your butt because you lie like a rug. MSNBC, folks, is the epitome of fake news. Ari Melber will be proven to be a drooling moron when the so-called Klein indictment never comes. No wonder nobody's watching. I do want to say once again that we have a special here that we're running for InfoWarriors only. If you go to the InfoWars.com site now and you buy my new book, Stone's Rules, which is a field manual for victory, and anyone who is in business, politics, media, fashion, agriculture, tech, you name it, these are rules for life, rules that will guide you to victory and success. This book is not just for conservatives or libertarians or Republicans or free thinkers or Trump supporters. This is a book that can be enjoyed and can be beneficial for anyone. And if you buy it at the InfoWars.com site now and you mail it to me with your receipt proving that you purchased it through InfoWars, I will personalize it, autograph it, and mail it back to you at my own expense. If you want to return, include the return postage, I'd be happy to accept it. But this is a special offer open to InfoWarriors only. You can buy the book at Amazon. You can buy the book at Barnes & Noble, and I wouldn't object. But if you buy it at InfoWars, I will proudly and gladly send it back to you signed. Here's the address where you can mail your book. It's a P.O. Box to Roger Stone, 1007 North Federal Highway, number 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. No, David Brock, there's no point in showing up at that address. It's a mail drop. But if you will mail your book there, I will proudly sign it and mail it back to you. Again, this offer is open to InfoWarriors only, those who purchase my terrific new book at the InfoWars site today. I signed almost 80 books last night, and they went out in the mail this morning. It was my pleasure to do so, and we are current. There is no backlog. So the instant we get your book, I sign it and get it back out the door. You can help InfoWars. You can help me. You can help the Stone family. And you can give yourself a road manual, a list of maxims and axioms and rules of the road that have led me to success in the political arena. The very rules that I will use to overcome the witch hunt being launched against me by Robert Mueller. And while we're on the subject, my legal costs have run me over $500,000 so far, and still Robert Mueller and his gumshoes are in every microscopic molecule of my being, examining my personal life, my private life, my business activities, my political activities, in what can only be called an inquisition. My legal costs are out of control, and they threaten to bankrupt me and my family. Online stories that say I'm worth $20 million are planted to dissuade you from contributing. So please, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com. Every penny you send will be used for my legal defense. I'm not going down easy. I will go down fighting if I go down at all. But I need your loyal support to do it. Again, StoneDefenseFund.com. And while you're at it, go by the InfoWars.com site, because they need a war chest, too, to fight the phony lawsuits that are being launched against us in an effort to make sure that Roger Stone has no forum to defend himself when the thugs come for me. I'm Roger Stone. You're on The Alex Jones Show, and we'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone. Let me remind you that I'll be back on the War Room at 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern, and we're going to be taking your calls. And now, a special report from Alex Jones, followed by a special report from John Bowne.
I've been telling you for 2 years, the Democratic Party plan announced by Hillary just months before she lost to Donald Trump, was to demonize InfoWars, misrepresent what we've said, because we're seen as the tip of the spear of Americana and its resurgence. Then use that demonization to label all other conservatives, libertarians, nationalists, Christians, you name it, and deplatform everyone from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, which are about 80% of the World Wide Web traffic. CNN announced on Thursday that they had met with other so-called media companies and other so-called journalists and professors of journalism and were asking Facebook why we weren't completely banned. Facebook then said, look, we already restrict 80% of conservatives' posts. That's the number I told you previously because we can actually see it on a graph. It's not just me. It's everybody. Diamonds and Silk, it's 97% because they're so lovable. They're so funny, and they're not negative.
It was in direct.
They're even more effective than I am, so they're 97% banned. They had congressional hearings 2 months ago on it. So you've got CNN, the kings of fake media, kicking all this off Thursday, covering it. And then you had the Washington Post, the New York Times, New Yorker Magazine, all of them weigh in and say, yes, totally banned. Anyone that is a conspiracy theorist, that's anyone that says they're liars. You know, like we said, that they give them the debate questions at CNN to Hillary beforehand. Of course, it came out in WikiLeaks, but you could see she'd been giving them beforehand. But it was all studied and ready, and she instantly answered with the canned prepared statements. You can see when something's rigged. Obama didn't raise a fool. Just like I told you, some of her town halls were fake. I know 80 millimeter when I see it. I know fake when I see it. You know a Hollywood movie because of the production quality. It's so real, it isn't real. Months later, came out indeed. It was totally fake with hired actors. So they're mad that we're covering this. And then they say, we got to deplatform him. Well, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out and said, really, CNN is supposedly the policeman that's going to run all this? Seriously, if someone is going to lead the charge against fake news, shouldn't they be a lot more credible than CNN? Then they said Donald Trump Jr. endorsed InfoWars. More deception by CNN. When all he did was say, you shouldn't be the arbiter and list what is news or what isn't news. Because again, even Facebook said, look, one person's fake news is somebody else's news. The media's in a war. The liberals put out fake news. Conservatives put out fake news. But then they added, but don't worry, InfoWars post are dialed back 80%. They went on to say, really, actually, it's more than that. Only if you go to the page do you see it. We don't let people share it, and if they do, we penalize them, which is social engineering. So the censorship's here, and the smarter, corrupt tech giants like Google and Facebook are in the news saying, shut up. This is racketeering we're involved in. In fact, I am, quite frankly, pinching myself, thinking maybe this is virtual reality. Like Total Recall, and I'm just playing some video game where, you know, I'm the hero fighting the evil eugenicist globalists who are trying to censor everybody and poisoning the water with fluoride. But then it's all real and it's really happening.
Sacha Baron Cohen has always been a controversial enigma, supported by those opposed to the establishment via his injection of himself into the geopolitical narrative with his parade of characters intended to disrupt the hypocrisy.
Eccentric and with unlimited oil wealth, he recently hosted his own Olympic Games.
Are you mad?
Cohen has become the hypocrisy.
Much appreciation for how you've always spoken out on behalf of veterans. What led you to believe that you were going to talk about that with the person that was going to interview you?
Well, it was proposed to me as a legitimate interview to speak about veterans' issues in our military and current events to a new audience. It just got worse and worse and worse as the minutes went on in this bizarre, really embarrassing, humiliating interview that, you know, it mocked middle-class Americans. Mm-hmm. It mocked our values. It mocked the disabled. And it just got worse and worse. And, you know, it was occurring to me, whatever this show is, whatever this interview really is all about humiliation and and devaluing middle-class Americans whom I represent. So, yeah, I said enough was enough, and I took off my mic, and I walked out.
From an InfoWars mock-style site, Cohen responded as his new alter ego. I am Dr. Billy Wayne Ruddick, founder, CEO, accountant of TruthBrary.org, and it was I that interviewed you, Ruddick writes.
If they tune in, well, the ill-gotten gains by CBS and Showtime, those, I say, need to be donated to people who deserve the gains.
Ruddick asked Palin, so why hunt a fine citizen journalist like myself? I demand an apology. Cohen has dumped his waning career and a percentage of his fans to join a roster of InfoWars mock site clones that eventually end up in the trash dump of history.
You're a guy posing like you're like a journalist. You're a wannabe comedian.
Wait, sorry, who are we describing?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, sorry, yes.
So are you...
basically actor pretending to be a journalist.
Yes, that's right. You're an actor pretending to be a journalist, pretending to be a comedian. I mean, so you sit there and confuse your audience like you're a news show.
I don't think a person putting on a big performed show and claiming to be a journalist would get much of a following.
Oh, yeah, really. But this is all about being snarky. The whole point is you're fake news, and that's why you're falling apart. So keep misrepresenting. The thinking people in this country know what's going on.
He's trying to feed me like a hamster.
Come on.
If you were the real Alex Jones, I would eat that pill.
Okay.
But I'm just not sure you're the real Alex Jones. I'm not sure about it.
I'm not sure like an animatronic robot from Chuck E. Cheese.
Expectantly, Cohen will insult real Americans and real American values increasingly foreign to a far left and Chinese-owned Hollywood. This could possibly result in the conclusion that Cohen will no longer be allowed to set foot again in the United States.
Kazakhstan is the greatest country in the world. All other countries are run by little girls.
My idea is to come out with just like these ice cream gloves that make the ice cream not go on your hands and make it all well sticky. And also keep your hands warm when you is eating the ice cream.
Okay.
Is you win or is you win?
Okay, well, it sounds like a good idea, and I hope you make a lot of money. Good luck, folks. It's been nice seeing you. You take care of yourself, okay?
You have a couple of jokes about Donald Trump, which I'm not going to spoil.
Well, it's a fairy tale ending, so Donald Trump contracts HIV at the end.
Many may initially tune in to witness the outrage, but ultimately Cohen's audience is the far-left bubble of Hollywood and what remains of MSNBC and CNN's audience, dying media dinosaurs ridiculing the very people who fought and died for their freedoms and inherent success.
If I could give you a Purple Heart, I would. You deserve one. This has been an attack on you in a way to attack Mr. Mueller and the investigation that is to get at Russia collusion involved in our election.
That hearing today was 10 hours of travesty mockery. A travesty wrapped in a sham, wrapped in a mockery. Not my word, but it fits. You had the angry Republicans who didn't make the case that bias tainted the probe, the high dudgeon Democrats who have contempt for the other side.
Frankly, Cohen is nothing less than an entitled Englishman, jealous of the fortitude of the American people, while his hometown of Hammersmith, London, England, swiftly becomes a Sharia law no-go zone, and is the pitiful hypocrisy in all of this. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.